There is conflict between devotees serving under different leaders. Many devotees consider their own service or approach to bhakti as the most authentic, and associating with different genres of devotees sometimes creates confusion in my mind. Why does this conflict emerge, although all devotees are engaged in the service of Krishna? How can we overcome conflict and instead cooperate to fight against our common enemies, impersonalism and materialism? Well, it may be one reason for conflict among devotees is that some devotees tend toward impersonalism and materialism. That may be a reason in itself. If devotees are not fully focused on serving Krishna, it means that they have some materialistic, they make some materialistic compromise, or some compromise with Mayavadis or Mayavad, then conflict must be there, because materialists are always in conflict with each other. So that's one reason why there can be conflict. Another reason is that, well, there can be different approaches in Krishna consciousness. It's not that everyone has to be exactly the same. Just like we find in the spiritual world, it's not that everyone's robotized. They don't all come out of the same mold. So that variety is pleasing to Krishna. But the basic principle should be there. Anyabhilashitashunyam. Without any desire other than to please and serve Krishna. So the nature of this material world is that there is conflict. Until we're all completely pure, there will be conflict. One is better than another. Well, naturally devotees become attracted to serve under leaders whose qualities and approach appeals to them. So some devotees may be more inclined to a leader who is promoting lots of Harinam, someone to a leader who's promoting lots of book distribution, someone else who's very scholarly and this and that. So we should be able to unite in the service of Srila Prabhupada, who spoke about unity in diversity. But we have to see there should be some parameters to the diversity. Diversity will be there because not everyone is the same. There are differences in personality, and there may be differences in approach to Krishna consciousness, like I said. Two of the most famous disciples in America, Srila Prabhupada, Jayananda and Vishnu Jang. Jayananda was not, he was a university graduate, but he didn't take a scholarly approach to Krishna consciousness. He was very much into service, prasadam, harinam, so he's loved for that. So, but it's not that every devotee has to be like that or should be like that. We need also devotees who are scholarly. Srila Prabhupada himself said that. So there may be difference of approaches, but obviously there has to be parameters. Recently, this meeting in Los Angeles, we're discussing about understanding Srila Prabhupada and his teachings. So what we all agreed on is that there will be differences, but parameters have to be set. In other words, you can't call yourself a bona fide representative of Srila Prabhupada if you're promoting things like meat eating or Mayavad. Even if you say, yes, let's all chant Hare Krishna, but it's also okay to eat meat, or it's also okay to espouse Mayavad, well, that's outside the parameters of Krishna consciousness. So that drawing the line is where it is shown, is required. And acceptable parameters. My outlook at this stage, although it's not completely formed, is that I would like to see different groups, established groups within the Krishna conscious movement, so that we can say, okay, here we follow this. For instance, here in this temple or whatever, this preaching center or in this group, we follow that there's a strict separation between men and women, for instance. And in another group, if they think, well, that's not very good for preaching in the modern world because people are not used to that, they'll be turned off. All right, then over here, you mix up like that. So I'm prepared for that, as long as the mixing up is also, you know, just like they say, friendly, but not doesn't come to the point of authorizing illicit sex. So, I mean, that is a point. It's a cultural divide that some people, if they go into a religious meeting and they find the men and the women are all mixed up, become disturbed and think, well, what's this? How can this be religious? And other people, if they go into any group where the men and women are divided, they think it's not even human because men and women should all mix up. So it's a very touchy cultural point. So I would prefer like that, because you know which group I'm in of these two. So that's one possibility. But and then if people come and they say, well, we're disturbed by this, you can say it's a cultural difference. If you like, you can go to the other side of town. There's another center where there's the same philosophy but a different culture outlook, different cultural outlook. So you go there, and it's like that. I'm prepared for that. That's one possible solution. You want to make a comment on that?
No comment. Just additional, because one of the devotee from here, he moved to. It's just a personal problem for him. So I was in conflicts of interest. So he moved to Austin, and so they wanted to associate with one very proper disciple. I don't know his name.
So Sankarshan, I believe, is in Austin, in Texas.
Yeah, but he was saying it's a so close group. He said that you have to be my disciple to do anything, and he was aspiring for Hanuman Prasad Maharaj. So he wanted to start Bhakti Rita separately, and he said, no, you cannot start anything on your own. It has to be my umbrella. Then finally joined Chinmay Mission there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I was confused, like, whether to, it's a Vaishnava Prad or something, so many things people have in their mind. But finally I went there last year to meet them, and they are doing program in Chinmay Mission. This is, no, it is also Krishna consciousness.
No, it's in not, that. Is it?
So,
too much rigidity. You have to do it my way or the highway. Keeping strictness, I'm more a proponent of strictness, but there has to be flexibility, there has to be room, that we don't become so strict that people get completely broken out of Krishna consciousness. So in America especially, it's a challenge to be strict because the whole culture militate so much against it, although there are strict religious groups within this country also. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge, and I don't say that I've got all the solutions to that. But this thing that you have to be my disciple, that's not very proper. We don't promote that. That in the centers I oversee, that we teach in a certain way, kirtan standards, and dress standards, and standards like, you know, you don't just eat here and there, you have to take prasadam, which means cooked by devotees. I mean, we're quite strict in all these ways. Gender interaction, we're quite strict in these ways. But we don't say that you have to be my disciple. Be the disciple. Be the disciple of any bona fide guru within ISKCON.